This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Rich Fitzgerald, he was at the summit yesterday. We'll get more details on what are the takeaways for our region. And also, with President Trump in town, there was some tariff talk. That's been big news economically. So what does that mean? How does that filter down to us? There are multiple ways. And we are joined by Michael Godwin, who is the Chief Investment Officer with the Fragasso Group, Bob Fragasso and his team. Michael, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to talk to you again.
Thinking of our conversation, I was thinking, wow, what a job you must have right now trying to navigate what all of these tariffs, they're on, they're off, they're up, they're down. What does that all trickle down to us in terms of trying to make plans, and how does it affect us economically? That's a big question.
It's a loaded question there, Larry, for sure. I mean, as I told my clients back right before Liberation Day, I said, this is an example of a time where you're going to need to put your head in the sand and pick it up 6 months later, because you don't really know what's going to happen, given the fact that tariffs are on, they're off, they're 100%, they're 10%. We kind of don't really know where they're, still don't really even know where they're going to shake out. The inflation reading we got yesterday, Larry, the glass half full news is, I guess the glass half empty news would be that inflation went up month over month. We increased inflation about 2.7% year over year last month. But the good news, the more optimistic side, would be for the fifth month in a row, inflation rose less than expected. So less than what market prognosticators or economists kind of thought would happen because of the tariffs. So we're still, Larry, it's not a good answer for you. We're still in a wait and see approach. That's what Fed Chair Jerome Powell would even say. The summer months, these next 2 months, are going to be very, very critical for the data to come through, because tariff-induced inflation generally takes a few months to work its way into the economy. And because we've had so many iterations of what the tariffs are supposed to look like, I think it's really going to pan out over the next couple of months to see really how that's going to impact prices at the grocery store, or at your department stores.
It must be really challenging for businesses that import, in particular from various countries, to know how to navigate that, because you, if you wait till you think the tariffs will go down or be lower, you know, if you don't and they go up, then you're kind of between a rock and a hard place.
You are absolutely between a rock and a hard place. And I think that's why you saw so many companies really expedite their imports a few months ago. So you still have, that's why we haven't really, maybe haven't seen inflation really materialize through to the economy, because a lot of companies, whether it's Walmart, the Targets of the world, imported a lot of their goods before the tariffs took effect. So their shelves were fully stocked. But as that sort of inventory gets sold, we might start seeing inflation being passed through to consumers. The bad news about the inflation reading from yesterday, in my opinion, is where we saw big increases in items such as household furnishes. So think of appliances, rugs, cleaning services for your house. And we saw a big increase in toys and sporting goods. Those are generally telltale signs that inflation is being passed through to the consumer and in a more broad aspect. But again, a lot, as you know, a lot can happen in Washington over the next few months in terms of tariff rollbacks. And it's still a little bit too early to tell, one, if this is going to be a persistent thing, or two, if this is just a one-time price increase on these goods. And from here on out, it's going to be a little bit more normalized inflation.
Are you surprised that Fed Chair Jerome Powell has not cut short-term interest rates as the president has pushed him to do?
I'm not surprised. I know President Trump would really love to cut rates. He talks about it pretty much every day. But Jerome Powell is still in a wait-and-see approach. I think that is very, very prudent at this time because we don't know how inflation is going to really persist in going forward. I think he runs the risk, Jerome Powell, of being stuck between a rock and a hard place. And that is due to an economic phenomenon called stagflation. And that's a situation, Larry, where inflation or prices continue to increase at the same time that the economy slows down. His two mandates are to keep the economy sort of, you know, humming along, going pretty well, and prices under control. So in that situation where inflation is going up and the economy is going down, you don't know whether to cut rates to stimulate the economy. Doing so would cause inflation to go up more, or not cut rates and risk the effects of the economy slowing down significantly into a recession, because you don't want inflation to continue to ramp it up higher and higher and higher. So he's talked about it many times. He is in a wait-and-see approach to see how these tariffs really kind of play out through the economy and from an inflation standpoint. So I think we'll have a lot more clarity going forward. The last thing I'll say on that, though, Larry, is the market still expects the Fed to cut rates about two times this year. So it wouldn't surprise me if the September meeting, Jerome Powell does have his first rate cut, but there's a lot of time between now and September.
Well, from yesterday's Energy and Innovation Summit, the promise of $90 billion plus being invested in the state of Pennsylvania, that should be good news for southwestern Pennsylvania in the future.
I mean, for us locally, I think that's great. Any sort of investment here, jobs created here. I think I saw Westinghouse is set to build about 10 nuclear power plants, which is, I think, wonderful news. So all that stuff hopefully has a trickle-down effect in our region for sure.
Michael, always appreciate your thoughts and time. Thank you.
Hey, great talking to you, Larry. Have a great day.
Michael Godwin, Chief Investment Officer with the Fergasso Group. Coming up, we're going to check on the traffic situation. We have those construction projects updates with Ellen next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.